drugs, would you say it might be a legitimate method, you know, to read fathers first take the drugs? Or maybe it's a coincidence or something like that?
You see, there are... Every individual comes to Baba in a different way. Some come through drugs, some come through some physical hardships, some come through having gone through a very great crisis in life, he remembers God, he comes into contact with Baba. There are different ways, these are different approaches. Just as all the radia come and meet at a point in the center, so different human beings, according to their circumstances, according to their karma, according to their propensities, they come along. So there may be many persons like this, that through drugs they may have come. So it doesn't, you see, we cannot draw a logical conclusion that drug is the thing which is necessarily required for a person to go to Baba.
Do they have any value? Do they have any value then?
What can a drug have a value in the field of God, love and God realization? I don't think it has any value at all, because it has just a physical effect on the your brain cells, or it may have an indirect effect on your mind. But what is mind, what is brain, what is body? When God realization and love for God is concerned, it is something far too high. You see, the Hafiz poet says, Hafiz was God realized, a favorite poet of Baba. Baba used to have these verses recited before him. He says, Janabe Ishkara Dargah Basi Bala Taraza Klas Kasi Un Aastambu Satke Jandar Aasti Indarat. He says, the position, the place of love is far too beyond the borderline of your intellect. One who, he alone is successful in going to the threshold of God if he carries his life in his sleeve. That means to say he does not love his life at all. He carries it in his sleep, prepared to give up or throw it away, destroy it at any time he's asked to do. He loves God, he loves Baba, he loves the avatar much more than his own life. Where is the intellect? It is far too low. It has its part to play. You see, among the family of insects, an ant may be very important. A small ant, among the family of so many small insects, ears and mosquitoes and other insects, an ant may be very important, but does it hold any importance before a human being? What is the difference between an ant and a human being? Ant lives on the same earth and human being lives on the... But what a difference, what a vast difference. Much more the difference exists between you and I as an ordinary man, Baba as the avatar. Living as both are on the same earth, both having the same human bodies, but the difference is so vast and so great. So where is the drug? Where is the place of this drug? I do not know. Can the stimulus
help you realize the illusion?
He will have the experiences of the lower illusion. It won't give him a realization that this is the illusion and this is the reality. Baba alone gives you the understanding that this is illusion and this is reality. Drugs will not. Drugs will lead you more and more into the mire of illusion. So if that you call, come out and say that it gives us an understanding of illusion, not at all. It involves you into illusion more and more. That's not even an illusion, but it's an illusion into illusion into illusion. It's a third degree illusion.
Jai Baba.
But your love has to be expressed through your action and through your life. The life that you lead according as Baba wishes you to lead on the three principles that I have mentioned, this is one thing. And you find the work anywhere of Baba, in any of the centers, or in your dealings with every human being with love, with cordiality, with brotherly feeling, that is the life of Baba you are leading. So if you are consistent in leading such a life, then you are, of course, you belong to Baba, you do his work. People look for very unnatural mechanical things. They want something very sensational, always. And sensational thing, you see, does not take you anywhere at all. Because to see God and to experience God, it is not through our senses. On the other hand, the senses should be numbed and they should go away, not literally. A sense of detachment to your sense and sense pleasure should be created. But here, whatever we do, it takes us more and more into the enjoyment of the senses. And drugs give you the experiences. Somebody say that drugs, of course, are not habit-forming. They may not be habit-forming, but the false experiences that they create are habit-forming. A man desires to have those false experiences, and for the matter of that, he takes drugs. A doctor may come out and say that the drug is not really habit-forming. But the experiences, the very false experiences, the untrue, the shadow experiences that a man gets and thinks that it's the real experience. That is the irony of the whole situation.
Okay, we're going to have to wind it up now, Adi. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with?
So, the final thing I would like to say, that if anybody who really thinks and can have the slightest faith in one who calls himself as the avatar of the age, he should really begin to live the life that he wants you to live. And this life is based upon the three things, love and away. Not to possess or covet anybody's money or anybody's woman. The most important things of the life. And if one saint has said, if somebody leads a life like this, and if he does not get God realization, I can guarantee it, I stand as a guarantor to it. These are the words of the perfect master. Yes, I know the name, I can quote it. It's an historical thing, historical fact. Perfect master lived, and this is in one of his poems, he says this. So let us all end in making a firm resolution that if from today I want to become Baba man, I want to be truthful and honest to myself, and I have a real longing for realizing my own self, I must begin it by leading the life. No amount of philosophical arguments or any intellectual jargon can ever help you to go forward. It might give you for a time an intellectual delight, but that is not all. To push your life forward, one has to begin his life right now, from this moment. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.